The Gemara Masech, the Yuma asks, Migdash Sheni, the second base of Migdash, Shoy Oiskim Be Torah Ve Mitzvahs Ve Gemilas Chasadim. The Eden were learning Torah, they were doing mitzvahs, they performed acts of Gemilas Chesed. Bipnei Ma'acharev. So why was the base of Migdash destroyed? Says the Gemara, Bipnei Shehoise Ba Sinas Chinam. The Jews harbored baseless hatred toward one another. So how do we reverse and rectify the sin of Sinas Chinam? How do we merit the rebuilding of the base of Migdash? And the answer is, by engaging in its antidote, Ahavas Chinam, by doing acts of baseless love. And it doesn't have to be something major. It doesn't have to be something monumental. Even a small gesture can make a world of a difference in someone else's life. Mechaya Mason b'mamara. You can bring somebody back to life b'mamara, with your words. A compliment, a kind gesture, a gedvart, a few words of encouragement. That is all that it takes to literally turn a person's life around. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Hamavas v'achayim b'yad haLashon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue. And the question is, why does it say b'yad haLashon, in the hands of the tongue? Why not just say, life and death are in the tongue? Because the tongue is the hand of your mouth. It's the agent of your intellect. So just like you can destroy someone with your hands, you can destroy someone with one cruel word, with one careless comment. But you can also uplift someone, breathe new life into them, with one single compliment, with one encouraging word, with a simple blessing as, have a great day, have a wonderful Shabbos. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, Alti birchas hedit kala b'anecha. Never take lightly the blessing of an ordinary person, because you never know who is the channel through which Hashem is sending you His blessings. And with that, I'd like to share with you a fascinating story. Just last week, Klal Yisrael lost one of the great Marbitzei Torah of our generation, Hagaon HaRav Avraham Shloime Yavo, Zichrono Livracha, at the young age of 55. Rav Yavo and his parents immigrated from Argentina when he was a young boy, and they settled in Williamsburg. But being from a different country in a big unfamiliar city, he endured unimaginable redifus, relentless taunting and bullying, and it deeply impacted his learning. After his bar mitzvah, his parents sent him to learn in the yeshiva in Tosh in Montreal. But the bullying followed him there as well. It got so bad that he told his parents he wanted to leave yeshiva and come back home. His mother called the Tosh Rebbe to ask if there was anything that he could do. The next day, the Tosh Rebbe approached the boy with a big smile and he tells him, are you the bacher that they told me about? The one who's going to finish Shas? He looked at the Tosh Rebbe like he had just landed from another planet. Finish Shas? He was barely able to learn at all. But the Rebbe insisted. Yes, they say you have incredible kashrinus. You have amazing diligence. They tell me, you are going to finish us. That Friday night by the Tish, the Rebbe said, send Shiraim to the Bacher who will finish us. From then on, he became known as the Shas Bacher. And suddenly something changed. He began to believe in himself. The Rebbe thinks I can finish us. With renewed confidence, he tuned out all the noise and he started to learn with great asmada. It was difficult at first, but by the end of the year, he had completed 400 dafim of Gemara. Truly incredible. Over the years, he continued to grow and steig until he eventually recorded the entire Shas with such clarity that other Megidda Shir across the world would prepare their daf yomi shir by listening to his recordings. His shiurim on Shas have been heard hundreds of thousands of times on Kol HaLashon and other platforms around the globe. As it pertains to Daf Yomi, he became the Rabban Shel Yisrael, the most popular Yiddish-speaking Maggid Shir in the world. All because of one compliment. Had the Tosh Rebbe not offered those words of Chizik, who knows what would have happened to him. He may have dropped out of Yeshiva, and we may have lost one of the greatest Mabitzei Torah of our generation. And this teaches us the power of giving a compliment. It doesn't have to be profound. Think about how great you feel when you get a compliment. It can keep you going for weeks. You walk into someone's home, say, wow, you have amazing taste. I saw your kids in shul today. They were so well behaved. Your shir today was amazing. That is a havas chinam. And if you can't find something to compliment them on, be creative. Embellish a little. Make something up if you have to, like the Tosh Rebbe did. It only takes a few seconds of your time. And it doesn't cost you a dime. Because no one is above a compliment. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.